Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
I am very excited about Life and Beth season 2. Do you have a lot to do in the second season?
I do what I do when I do it. But it's like when I do it.
I mean, obviously.
No, but what I'm saying is like when I do it, I'm doing it.
Yeah, what does that mean? Like when you're doing, like, when you're acting, you know,
like
you're
it's
acting.
Like when I do it, I do what?
You're showing up. You're doing your thing. You do what you do best, and that's what you're doing in the show.
No.
What are you?
That's
what are you
what,
fucking?
That's not
talking
what
about?
I said. It's not what I said.
You said I'm doing what I'm doing, and that's what I'm going to be doing.
What the fuck I'm doing, man? I'm doing okay. What the fuck I'm doing. When you start the fucking show the way you started the show, it throws me off because I come in. I say 4 o'clock. Lights, cameras, action. And I mean that. Lights, cameras, action. And you take a little gusto out of me with your drippy batteries and your drippy dick and all that stuff. I don't like the drippy batteries and drippy dick. Have No Fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Boom, Have No Fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. On today's museum quality, fully disruptive I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, he's back. The young shooter, Deuce Pacino, Deuce Collins is back. The Oscar nominations are out. And who cares? What's it like living in close quarters with Dean Collins, a.k.a. the Young Shooter, and so much more on a hard-hitting, high-flying, fully disruptive I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers. Iggy, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real loud. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real fucking I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Liggity, let's go. Boom. No, I'm not asking you if you're ready. Like, we're starting. The show starts at 4. The podcast starts at 4, so that's when we're starting.
I know, but my Zoom recorder, it's saying I have a low battery. I just got to replace the batteries really quick.
No. How many podcasts have we done together? How many would you guess we've done together? How many?
250? 3?
Okay. Whatever the number is, it's more than enough for you to know the technicalities of doing a podcast. If you only have one battery in your Zoom, excuse me?
Yeah, no, it's just sometimes batteries die. The battery's dead. I have to replace the battery. And now the Zoom recorder is actually
doing that now. And if it doesn't record,
Okay, fingers crossed. Hopefully we got enough juice left in us.
No, not fingers crossed. Fix the battery.
Oh, okay, hold on. Let me get it.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Now it's oozing like fluid. Fluid's coming out of the Zoom recorder. Like oil.
Not my problem.
Okay, I'm just going to get a rag and a broom really quick, and I'll be right back.
I don't know. I don't even know why I'm doing this.
Okay, we're good to go.
You're good?
Yep, all juiced up. Cue the opening.
Boom! Have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Boom! Have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. Name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Man Dingo, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is in the place to be. And let's just jump into it. Because you never know if he's going to be here. You never know if he's going to be recording. You never know if his batteries are going to be intact. You never know if he's going to have his lights on. You never know what the fuck you're going to get. But without further ado, Deuce Cuddles, Deuce Valentine, Deuce Pacino is in the place to be. Boom. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Dean Collins.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're here. We're off to a bumpy start as usual, but we're making it happen. I don't know.
Why?
These things just happen to me. It's just like the battery's dead. There's a spill on the floor. I can't tell you what it is, but you should know that this is what you've come to expect dealing with me, having me on the podcast.
But why? Why?
I don't know. Why? I ask myself the same thing.
Why is that? Why is that? My expectation should be shit. Like I should expect bad internet, batteries not ready, your hair's not fixed. Like
that's
why
true
do
too.
I have to?
We don't have hair and makeup on like as a part of the budget for this podcast. And what did
hair
you mean?
And makeup?
What did you mean? This
fucking
is why we're
groom
at
yourself. What are you, a monkey? Are you a monkey? Somebody need to pick like the dust and the lice off you. Groom yourself. Are you a real housewife? Are you going to the Oscars?
No.
Are you Margot Robbie? You're not Margot Robbie.
I wish I was.
You don't need grooming. Put yourself, take a shower, fucking towel off, put some deodorant on, put some skin cream on, and let's get this thing going.
Absolutely.
Why does it have to be
Oh, I started because I've told you that like I don't smoke weed anymore, and I actually recently started getting gummies, like THC gummies. So I haven't had THC in my system for like literally a year and a half. I've been taking these gummies before bed, and it's making me a little groggy the next day. It's kind of reminding me why I stopped smoking weed. But you should get on the gummies.
Yeah. Nah.
It'll chill you out.
With the gummies. I don't do gummies except for sometimes to sleep, like you said. I don't play with that shit. They haven't, like, you know, found the right mix and match. I got enough going on. I just got a steroid shot from my voice. I'm hopped up right now. Steroids, a Z-Pack, and some Diflucan. I'm feeling like $1 million. I'm walking around, hopping, skipping, jumping, feeling good. Looking good. I got to tell you, great day in New York. What is that noise?
Oh, I'm in an apartment. I have like laundry going.
What is that noise?
The sound of, oh, your clothes are done. They're finished. They're all nice and dry. Don't worry. Just keep it going. You don't have
Dean. I'm sitting here talking about how I'm feeling good. I'm hopped up on steroids. It's a beautiful day in New York, a winter day. I'm monologuing here. I'm waxing poetic. And turn the laundry machine off.
It's off.
I don't want buzzing.
It's off now. So you can continue on with the monologue. No, I wasn't really paying attention anyway, so maybe just start the monologue over again.
I just wanted to say that it's a great day in New York. The vibes are fantastic in New York. For all the shenanigans you see online, New York is New York, and it is the greatest city in the world. And I just wanted to articulate that I was feeling good. My voice is not totally back, but it's getting there. I got a nice shot in the ass of some steroids the other day. I also wanted to have stool talk with you. Can I have a little stool talk with you?
I mean, I'll talk about it with you if you want to talk about it. I think it's something that you should save for your therapist, but if you don't have a friend or a wife to talk to about that kind of stuff, no one wants to hear it.
No.
Sure.
See, that's not, you're going to try to shame me out of having stool talk.
I don't want to talk about it's not like.
Well, I'm not going to talk about the details of my stool, but I am going to say that it is important to discuss if you have a museum quality stool or if there's something wrong with your stool. Other than that, we don't need to get into details. I wanted to share with you and the world because I do have ulcerative colitis. I do have stomach issues. I do have my inflammation. My stool this morning was so, so gorgeous and so well put together. And I was so proud of it. And somebody that has stomach issues like I have, someone who's just coming off of having the flu last month, someone who's coming off of who the fuck knows why I've lost my voice, you know, and someone who's coming off of, you know, having ulcerative colitis since I'm 16, someone who's on no medication right now. I am on no medication for my stomach. To sit down and then look, because you got to look at your stool. You got to bear witness to your stool to make sure you're healthy. To look down at that gorgeous stool this morning without being detailed. I just, like, it was just a gorgeous, healthy stool. This is about health. This is not about graphic doo-doo talk. I don't like poopy pants talks, any of that. It was just a gorgeous, healthy, museum-quality stool. And that's all I wanted to say.
But what is the barometer? Like, how do you know that that's the museum-quality stool that I've been seeking? Like do you look up online?
When you get into
like,
the details of what's a museum... When you get into the details of what's a museum quality stool and what's not, that's when it becomes disgusting. And I was trying to say from the beginning, I don't like, you know, poopy talk. I don't like toilet talk. I don't like all that. If it's disgusting, I'm not going to mention it. I'm going to say, oh, my stomach's not doing well. But when I have a gorgeous, well put together stool like I did this morning, with the issues that I've had in the past with my stomach, with a man who's turning 54 this year, And in all seriousness, I like to play around, but it's very important to, you know, make sure you get that colonoscopy, this, that, and the third. When I have that gorgeous stool, I like to have a little stool talk. So welcome today's edition of Stool Talk.
It's making me nervous that this is what I have to look forward to when I get to your age. Like, is this
you're
what
not
it is?
You're not that far away, homie.
I am far away.
You're not that far away, homie. 34 years old this year. You're going to be 34. The big 3-4.
That's true. I'm just saying.
And you ain't Earl Campbell and you ain't Walter Payton, motherfucker.
No,
I'm
not.
You ain't the Rose of Texas and you ain't Sweetness. So those dudes wore number 34. You're going to be 34. And you still look 24, 22, whatever the fuck you look.
Thank you.
It's getting weird. It's getting weird.
Thank you, man. I'm just saying, like, is that what I have to look forward to? Those small victories that you seem to take so much pride in, which is alarming to me. I mean, I think it's great. You have a healthy stool, but it's like, fuck, man. If that's like what I have to look forward to, I'm a little nervous.
Well, you should be so lucky that you wake up to a beautiful stool like I woke up to. I just want to remind people, the 8th and 9th of February, I will be performing in beautiful Miami, Florida at the Miami Improv, February 8th, February 9th. I'll be performing at the Miami Improv. All tickets, all information is available at michaelrappaportcomedy.com. You want to come to Miami and do some shows down there? Videotape some shows?
When is it?
Oh, God. I just fucking said the 8th and 9th. February. I just said the 8th and 9th. I just did a promo.
Yeah, well, the 8th and 9th. I should be wide open the 8th and 9th. Come out
to
Miami.
I bet you've run to Miami, you fuck. But you left me with my dick in my hand in Portland.
I was really looking forward to Portland, but you've somehow brought that upon yourself. I would have loved to have been there guarding you, been security for you, but that was out of my hands. At that point, I was outnumbered there. You were on your own over there. I wanted no involvement. No, I did not want to participate in that. And I feel like a part of me, I told you, I feel like I would have been there and I would have been kind of nervous by the protesters that I would have been like, fuck, like, give me a sign, give me something to hold up, I would have joined the protest just so they didn't throw anything at me.
Yeah, well,
but
it's all good. But the 8th and 9th, I will be in Miami at the Miami Improv, and that's going to be a fantastic batch of shows. And, you know, what can I say, Dean? There's so much to talk about. There's so much going on. The Oscar nominations came out, and, you know, I feel like every year we go over the Oscars and the Oscar nominations, and I was going over the list of best film, best actor, and I was like, God damn, I'm out of the loop.
You've been out of it, but at the same time, like, you are out of the loop, and I know you're like, what is that movie? I'll bring up movies that are Oscar nominated shit, and you've never even heard of them. You've been out of the loop. You've been out of touch with the movie industry, the movie game a little bit this year, but at the same time, and I always kind of say it every year, I'm always like, God, this year, just what a weak year. I tend to say that like over the past couple of years, but this year in particular has been just a weird year, and it does feel like a weak year to me. Like Mark Ruffalo getting nominated for Poor Things as a supporting actor, and America Ferrera for Barbie. It's just like, I don't fucking know. I was very disappointed to see that nothing for Air, like out of everything nothing that came out. No, and I thought Air was so good, but I don't know. I really, really, really disliked that movie, Poor Things. I'm shocked that that's got so much. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, these fucking award shows, they're all self-masturbatory, and it's just, like, stroking each other's egos. I really don't care. I like the tradition of it. I'll tune in to see if there's any, like, Chris Rock or Will Smith kind of incident, hoping something crazy happens. But other than that,
you want to see somebody get smacked in the face?
Oh, I'd love to. I mean, that was iconic. I watched that live, and you were the first person I texted, like, holy shit, did you see that? I mean, yeah, if someone gets fucking bum rushed on the stage, I say let it fly. Keep the security at their seats. Just see what happens. That was fun. That was the best. That was...
It's true. It's true. Unfortunately, Chris Rock's, having to go through that, it was actually the best moment in Oscar history in recent years. Not that I encourage any of that kind of shit for anybody, but I mean, do you even know who's hosting the Oscars? Who cares?
Fuck, who is hosting the Oscars?
Who?
I have no idea, actually.
What do you think about you and me hosting the Oscars?
That would be so much fun. Can you imagine that? People would be like, what the fuck is this? But
that was awesome.
It's Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, that'll be good. And Jimmy Kimmel's always good.
I Am Rappaport Podcast.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Anyway, fucking who gives a shit, but yeah, I got some good movie recs. You did see that one, you told me that you watched that Netflix docuseries that is batshit crazy, An American Nightmare. Why don't you break that down a little bit, because people should watch that.
Listen, I can't say it's a great, well-done documentary, but there's some fucking crazy people in the world, man.
Yeah.
There is some crazy, corrupt fucking shit with police officers. 99.9% of them are great, but when you're just like, I've seen it all, I've heard it all, I've datelined it all, I've murder docked and chilled it all, and you're like, what the fuck? I mean, 3 parts, 3 hours, you want to try to explain this shit to the people?
Like, how do you explain? I mean, it's like, it was like a kidnapping between a girlfriend and a boyfriend, and his girlfriend gets kidnapped, but it's like very elaborate. He says that like people came in wetsuits and made them wear these like underwater goggles and came in with like all lasers and just like this crazy, like,
and she was zip tying him and
and then she shows up and she like comes back, and so the police are like, oh shit, because they thought they had it pegged for the boyfriend. They're like, this is too out there. And I will say, there's a lot
they
of
thought it was like some Gone Girl shit.
They thought it was some Gone Girl shit. And like you said, there's a lot of corrupt police officers and all this type of shit, and a lot of the times they drop the ball with these investigations. But at the same time, like, if I was a police officer and I was listening to this story that this guy had told them, I would be like, you're out of your fucking mind. I mean, it was unfathomable. I mean, it was really hard to believe, but she shows up and it's just, it's really out there. It's still like,
and at the end of it, you still don't know what happened, but I'm like, were they all in on it?
People should just watch it. It's on Netflix. It's on Netflix, An American Nightmare. It's really fucking out there. And yeah, they don't end it and like tie it up in a nice bow for you at the end. You're left with tons of questions. It's just super fucking weird.
But then they catch the sick fuck, and then the sick fuck doesn't look like a sick fuck, which always sometimes means you are a sick fuck, or it's like, you know, a sick fuck always does look like a sick fuck. The whole thing is just, it's just bugged out. What else is going on? Hey, you know, a couple of people have asked me, say, oh, Dean's got a girlfriend now.
Yeah.
Now that you have, like, this is kind of like your first long-term live-in relationship, mm-hmm. correct?
Yep, correct.
What kind of live-in spouse is Deuce Pacino?
Me?
Like, what the fuck? I mean, I can't imagine what it must be like hibernating with you, coexisting with you.
I really can't,
because when I'm on the road with you, you are just, I mean.
This is such bullshit. Like, you're on the road
flying
with me,
and what?
I'm like, I'm fucking neat. I'm neat. I clean
neat?
Up after myself. Yeah, I clean up after myself. I'm very quiet. I don't make a lot of sounds. I'm not farting. I'm not shitting. I'm not doing all the things that you do. It's like you project it all onto me. You're thinking of yourself.
Doing that with your girlfriend. When we have to share a hotel room, you stink.
No, that's why you bring...
You talk in your sleep. You snore. I wouldn't say you're clean. I don't know. Like, I see you on the video. Everything looks clean behind me. Maybe that's, you know, the touch of a woman.
It's,
but when you're in a hotel with me, that's not what's going on. Don't make your bed. You got fucking socks everywhere.
You don't have to. It's a hotel room. Why would I make the bed? That's the whole point of a hotel. You don't have to make the bed. And I don't have socks everywhere. And It's you that smells like shit. That's why you travel with Palo Santo sticks and candles. You have a whole fucking duffel bag of candles that you travel with because you know that you fucking stink. Every time we travel together, it's like a nightmare. I'm always dying for my own room, but I am very clean. I'm very domesticated now. I'm cooking, I'm cleaning. And my girlfriend just told me yesterday, she was like, you know what? You don't snore. Like, because I've told her that people tell me I snore. She's like, I don't hear anything from you. Like, you just kind of breathe loudly, but... You know, you don't snore. Like, I'm very clean. You see what it is. I vacuum every day.
That's because you guys just started. You still haven't, you still aren't at the place where you're totally letting your hair down. You have night, you talked about them on the podcast where you have like night.
Terrors?
Like, yeah, screaming and yelling in there and fucking, I've been in there with you, screaming and yelling at yourself. And, you know,
I throw up in my sleep sometimes.
You what?
I throw up in my sleep sometimes. Like on some fucking Jimi Hendrix shit.
You think that's domesticated? You think somebody wants to be next to that?
It's
frightening. I'm a grown man. God forbid that happens around your beautiful girlfriend.
Yeah, I agree
God
with you on
God forbid
that.
You throw up in your fucking sleep. You fucking...
I do, and she's concerned. She wakes up and she's like, are you okay? Not the way that you fucking react to it.
Because that's a girlfriend. I want you out of the room. You throw up in a fucking... In a hotel room with me, or if we're in an Airbnb... With me, I'm going to throw you out. I'm not taking any... Get the fuck out of here.
I would rather sleep in the hallway than share a room with you, to be honest. But what about you, man? What about you? What else is going on with you? Because I haven't seen you in person.
I haven't seen you in person.
Yeah.
We got Life and Beth season 2 coming.
Yes.
We've been moving and grooving here. We got our shows, doing the podcast. Starting the Rappaport's reality podcast with Kibi. That's happening.
Love that.
Which I'm excited about that. Where we're going to talk about reality TV, pop culture, no screaming, no yelling, no politics, no cursing. All reality TV, all pop culture, all things Rappaport reality. You know, maybe she'll be more open to hearing about my stool. I doubt it. But, you know, when you talk about Rappaport's reality... that is part of part of the thing. That is part of the thing. You want to make somebody feel bad about their stool. Still, obviously, I'm very, you know, concerned with what's going on in Israel. It really, really hurts my heart. But we're staying positive. I will say that New York is great. New York is safe. New York is the greatest city in the world. You know, I'm getting back into my workout shit. I've been down a little bit. We're going to get back to a nice 5-minute plank. Maybe this year we'll go to a 6-minute, 7-minute plank. Although, what's the point? You got to just switch it up at a certain thing. And, you know, other than that, you know, we got the NFL playoffs. We got the NBA in full swing. It's all fucking happening. Sandoval's coming back. Vanderpump Rules are coming back. You're excited about that?
I am excited about
you're gonna
that.
You're going to start. Yeah, I just said that.
Nah, I'm just agreeing with you. I am excited about that. I mean, I've only seen the season finale of that whole show, but going to start hosting some Vanderpump shit over here at my place. And I'm excited. You seem to be doing very well. I'm actually like, I could see it in your eyes today. You got a lot of pep in your step. You're talking about working out again. You're talking about the reality. You're talking about NFL. It's like, it's motivating me a little bit. I like this. I like this energy.
Now, the last time you were on the podcast, you were talking about Barry's boot camp and you're working out. How's that going?
it's not, well, my friend is like I do it with my friend. It's tough for me to do it by myself because he motivates me, but he's been out of town lately. So I've been slipping up on that, but I really need to get back into that shit. I want to start doing some hot yoga. I want to get back into Barry's. And, what are you squinting at?
Well, because you're like a hot yoga and I'm just like, I would pay to see you in a fucking hot yoga class. Man.
We should do that together. We should do that. Sweat yoga. I do like it. It's fucking no joke.
Where do you go?
It's called sweat yoga. It's like in LA. There's like different places. There's sweat yoga. There's Moto yoga. I mean, my girlfriend does it all the time. I don't fucking do it. I'd rather do Barry's boot camp.
And you mentioned, I'm cooking. One time you were on here talking about your chicken parmesan. Have you come up with any new meals or anything like that?
Cocktails, doing some cocktails. I got a little shaker. I got a blender. We're making some like fucking
martinis
and shit like that.
What are you talking about?
Let me see if I got a photo for you. I'll show you. You tell me. You see that?
What is that?
What about that? There's cherries in it. There's vodka. It's a little martini, some foam. You see,
when you're fucking motivated, it's like a different person. The guy I deal with, it's just like fucking, it's just like, gee, you get your battery started. I mean, everything. I mean, this is like fucking Jekyll and Hyde. Who's the real Dean Collins?
Yeah, I don't fucking know, man. What you bring out of me. And maybe it's something that you're doing that you're not seeing that side of me, because this is how I am. My friends see it. Everybody sees it. I think that you're just missing out on it. I don't know what it is, but you are motivating me today. I feel really good. I am very excited about Life and Beth season two. I kind of want to pregame for season two because it's been a minute since I saw the last season. So I'm definitely going to start up the first season again. I mean, Amy Schumer, Michael Cera, you. It's a pretty fantastic cast. So how much are you doing?
A lot of good guests this year. Amy Sedaris. What's my girl's name? The blonde who's everywhere. She's funny. What's her name? The great one from...
Kristen Wiig?
No, the blonde-headed actress. She's hilarious. She's on that show, the HBO show we were talking about with Mike White.
Jennifer Coolidge.
She got a little something in there. It's going to be good, Life and Beth. It's going to be good this year.
I'm very excited. Do you have a lot to do in the second season?
I do what I do when I do it. But, it's like when I do it.
I mean, obviously.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, when I do it, I'm doing it.
Yeah, what does that mean? Like, when you're doing, when you're acting, you're acting?
It's like, when I do it, I do... What?
You're showing up, you're doing your thing. You do what you do best, and that's what you're doing in the show.
No.
What are you fucking talking about?
That's not what I said. It's not what I said.
You said I'm doing what I'm doing, and that's what I'm going to be doing.
I'm doing what the fuck I'm doing, man. I'm doing what the fuck I'm doing. When you start the fucking show the way you started the show, it throws me off because I come in, I say 4 o'clock, lights, cameras, action. And I mean that, lights, cameras, action. And you take a little gusto out of me with your drippy batteries and your drippy dick and all that stuff. I don't like the drippy batteries and drippy dick. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft King's YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the 5-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Turn
trying to think if I got anything. Trying to think if anything fucking crazy's happened.
Can you hear the dog outside? Huh?
Yeah, I hear the dog. Why don't you shut that dog up?
I want that dog to shut the fuck up. Shut up! Fucking dog screaming in the streets.
It's like he doesn't know that you're recording
a
podcast.
Shut the fuck
right
up!
Now.
Hold on. Hey! Get that fucking dog under control, man! Fuck. It's ridiculous. Like, you know, and it's like I'm four floors up.
Yeah, you can still hear
on
that
the street,
fucking thing.
You know, they have to hear that dog. Take it to the park or something. Take it to get trained. No one wants to hear that shit.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it during the podcast.
Barking fucking dogs in the streets in New York. It's different in the suburbs. It doesn't vibrate as much. You're in New York. The buildings, the wind tunnels, the honking. No one wants to hear all that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fucking echoing. I don't want to hear any of that shit. And I don't want you to be talking about my washing machine or my dryer either after hearing all that bullshit.
Keep that fucking thing under control also. Have you watched anything else? What else have you seen? You're on your 600 pound?
No, I'm not on my 600 pound life. I watched a fantastic movie from 2006. It was Oscar nominated shit called Notes on a Scandal. Notes on a Scandal with Cate Blanchett and Dame Judi Dench. Great movie, worth rewatching. It's like a
what is
a
it about?
It's like a teacher who starts having a relationship with like a 15-year-old or a 16-year-old in high school. It's kind of on that May-December shit. And then there's another teacher at the school who is going to out her, but then she ends up like having a thing for her, and then they start having a thing. It's like all infidelity and fucking sleeping around and all that shit that I love. Then rewatch Basic Instinct, rewatch Seven.
Damn.
You know, just watching all the classics. A lot of great shit came out of the fucking 90s, I'll tell you that much. But
yeah, I mean, that's when it was big money, big blockbusters. So Dame Judi Dench, do you call her Dame?
I don't know. I just know
Judy, or do you call her Dame Judi? Or what? How does that work? What is a Dame?
Know.
You're British.
I don't know. It's like, what is a Dame? Dame Judi Dench.
Well, don't look it up. Do you not know what a dame is?
I don't know what a dame is. I just know there's like...
Is it knighted or something like that?
That's what I figured. I feel like it's like Sir Paul McCartney. Maybe like for a woman, it's dame. It's like the same shit. You got to just be like fucking really cool. You got to be like a really dope actress to get that shit, clearly.
Dame Judi Dench.
Rewatch that though. Really good movie, and she is so good in it. Notes on a Scandal, and Notes on a Scandal is Dame Judi Dench. Fucking
now,
amazing.
In the credits, does it say Dame Judi Dench?
No, because I feel like that came later. Maybe she was Dame later. This was like 2006. I don't know when she became a Dame, but she earned it.
It's like, is getting Sir, like getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, like Sir Michael Rapaport, Sir Paul
McCartney.
Yeah,
I mean, you don't even have to bring it up because it'll never happen. Just kind of like, I mean, you don't have a star on the Walk of Fame either, right? So if you don't have a star on the Walk of Fame, you're definitely not getting knighted as Sir Michael Rapaport. That's something that shouldn't even be in your vocabulary. It's like a pipe dream. Like you never have to worry about that. It's like,
I never have to worry about
nice.
What, motherfucker?
And like, In another universe, maybe you get the star on the Walk of Fame, you get the be knighted Sir Michael Rapaport. It's always good to have those dreams because it keeps you motivated, but we got to bring you back down to reality and realize,
hey,
you know,
fuck, man, it ain't that far out of the fucking lifetime. Realm. Sir Michael Rapaport, it don't sound bad.
Never going to happen. I didn't say it didn't sound bad. I think Sir anything, Sir Dean Collins sounds great, but
it doesn't sound as good as Sir Michael Rapaport.
It could happen in my lifetime, potentially. I mean, I still have a lot of years left. You're
says who?
Dealing with your stools and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I feel like it has to happen at like a younger age.
No, it doesn't. They give you the sir thing when you're like in your 80s and shit. That's how come
okay.
Sir Judi Dame.
Dame Judi Dench. Sir Judi Dame. Well, they give it to you in your 80s, so, you know, it's around the corner for you.
I got a lot of work that needs to be done.
Yeah, you do. You need to clean up your act for that.
Well, listen, you know, the fact that you're here, even though you're annoying the shit out of me specifically today.
Yeah.
I think people will really appreciate that because I get some people who are like, you know, rap, you know, sometimes like they're like, Shooter, when he's on the podcast, it's great. Some people can't stand the Shooter. Some people can't stand when I'm upset. Some people like, you know, what about screaming at your neighbors? I'm like, I'm not going to scream at my neighbors just to scream at my neighbors. You know, and then some people are like, talk about sports. Don't talk about sports. Talk about Israel. Don't talk about Israel. I'm like, what the fuck do I, every episode, you know, can't please everybody the entire way through.
You never are. And I've realized, and that's something that that's taken me a long time to realize. Like, people can fucking hate me. You don't have to like me. Some people may like me, may not. I've accepted it. It's just like, this is who I am. We're going to talk about what we're going to talk about. I mean, you can't, you're going to have to fucking bring out bells and whistles here. I mean, you talk about what you want to talk about today. I don't know.
Like, yo, just, what about you screaming at your neighbors on the next episode? They moved out.
Yeah, it's not an act.
I'm just going to start harassing my neighbors up there for entertainment. When I had the neighbor incident, it was because the neighbor was upstairs. Something was wrong with that person.
Yeah, they were dropping fucking bowling balls and doing all sorts of shit. That warrants a shut the fuck up. Let me start screaming at the neighbors. But you did get to scream at a dog, so maybe that one person will be very ecstatic about the fact that you screamed at a dog.
I screamed at a dog. Right. But I'm not going to just start harassing other, because then I'm the crazy person.
No, then you're a lunatic.
And I'm doing everything I can to not have people actually think I'm a crazy person, because now more than ever, they think I'm a crazy person. Now more than ever. And we have been at the precipice of crazy. You know, my storied career as a podcaster and as a media personality, we've taken it to the brink. These people are still passing around Snowball Gate. We're coming up on, is it the 2-year anniversary or 3-year anniversary? Oh.
The gift that keeps giving. I mean, and they're using it against you, being like, finally, someone shut this fucking guy up. Look, he got hit in the head with a snowball, and whoever threw the snowball, we want his Cash App. We want his Venmo. We want to pay him and say thank you. And I should be capitalizing on this snowball gate. They don't need to know that it was set up or it was staged. People really think that should happen. And that was just one of those moments where it was just like, we started filming. It hit you at the perfect angle. It was just meant to be. That was just meant to go out there to the people. And
is it 2-year anniversary or 3-year anniversary of Snowball Gate?
Probably two years.
No, it couldn't be. Is it 2 or 3? I don't know. But
I don't know, but no one's thrown a snowball at you since, right? No one's tried to throw a snowball at you.
No, nobody's trying to throw a snowball.
Because that got people ideas. Like, I feel like that gave people something. Ideas.
Let me tell you something. You throw a fucking snowball at me, I'm going to fucking throw a snowball right the fuck back at you. Okay? And I'm going to throw a fucking snowball right the motherfuck back at you. Beery. Hey, you too. If you got any fucking ideas of really throwing it.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens next time we're in person together, but maybe it'll be more than a snowball. I mean, the snowball was nice. I got a lot of fucking rage out of me doing that. I mean, I know we set it up, but it still felt good to just fucking pelt you across the side of the head.
Yeah, that was good. And it snowed. There was some days for some snowing, but it's all gone now. And who knows if it'll snow again? Because all this what is it called?
Global warming?
All this global warming shit. That shit's real. That shit is real. It snowed for like a little bit of snow. Nothing substantial. You couldn't even make any real substantial snowballs, I don't think. And now, boom, today, gorgeous day.
Al Gore, he knew what was up. That Inconvenient Truth, when that came out, that was pretty fucking groundbreaking, that documentary on global warming.
Where is that fucking Al Gore?
I don't know. He should have been our fucking president.
They motherfucked him right out of the fucking presidency.
They fucking had George W. over there. Invading a whole other fucking country that we shouldn't have been going into.
Yep. GW. All right. We came, saw, we disrupted. We came, saw, we disrupted. I'll be in Miami the 8th and the 9th at the Miami Improv. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Diggity Dust Brothers. Take us out of with something real nice. Take us out of with something real loud. But most importantly, let's end this puppy with something real funky. I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.